Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin, Corey Majors, the famous Mike Bassick, the soon-to-be more famouser Alec Medford, who has returned. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. How are we doing today?
It's good right now. We haven't had an official announcement about Schottenheimer yet, so.
Kind of horrible for me.
Okay, is it because you lost your headphones?
Yeah.
Or the Schottenheimer thing.
And traffic. For some reason, traffic looks great. Somehow, if you live south of downtown Dallas, there was something going on around 9 o'clock to get to 75.
Okay, but tell your story that the overall time feels less relatable for some people.
So 7 mile drive from my house here, I believe it is. It took 32 minutes to get here.
Over how long does it usually take you? Because that's not too bad for a commute.
15-ish. Okay. Like give or take a couple minutes. If it was a Saturday morning, maybe 11 minutes.
Ooh.
If it's a normal traffic day, 20 minutes.
Okay.
So, Mike, you don't have your headphones or your earbud pieces.
But as I'm you were saying, they fell out at my house.
My first thought was, there's extra headphones right here. And then I went, oh, where are those tiny headphones that Kevin was using? Kevin has new headphones.
That's true.
Have you noticed the gigantic headphones that he has?
For some reason,
it looks normal.
Gigantic headphones on you look very normal.
When did you get these? Was this yesterday?
No, I had them on Monday. Because
we're 3 days in. We just noticed.
My wife ordered another pair of the same headphones and time to get to work.
All right. Well, I just noticed this. I'm happy for you. Sorry, Mike, but need a set of headphones? We have some.
I'm wondering. I went to the diamond factory and I got my wife a new wedding ring.
I really thought you were going to say diamond headphones. I was really excited.
Wedding, a whole new wedding ring?
Yeah, because we celebrated our 25th wedding anniversary, and it was super awesome. So thank you to the diamond factory. But I'm wondering, like last night, she went to kind of like a friends kind of gathering where they all share their feelings, and then they all feel horrible afterwards, and then they come home.
What?
I think they feel better and everything, but they really just discuss all of their issues, and they are just spent.
They're exhausted.
You know how women are.
Yeah. Okay, PJ Washington, I know.
Appreciate it, PJ.
But I was like, I wonder if they noticed that she has a new wedding ring. So to your point of headphones.
So you're worried it's too positive to get brought up in the group. They're like, hey, that's great. Well, we need to talk about the negative things.
Here's our issues with ourselves and our husbands and our lives.
Okay. So the Chiefs, this is a weird segue. All right, you know what? I'm going to use audio to help me bail out of this. Okay. Give me cut number 4 for the segue into the Chiefs' run at history.
Elway barks the signal, goes back to throw. Now looks to kick off and run. Elway inside the 10 and dives over the 5-yard line.
Great play. By John Elway.
Now, that was John Elway with a helicopter touchdown. 8 teams have attempted the three-peat in the Super Bowl era. How many of them do you think you know and know the precise years?
Oh, I don't. You can't. I don't know years, but I'll go with Cowboys.
Well, Denver, 1999. They tried to.
That is correct.
With Brian Greasy as their quarterback.
That is correct. We will get into the specifics of how a lot of them fell apart.
Cowboys in 94. They get down 21-0 to San Francisco.
Correct.
They are going to either tie the game or take the lead, but Deion pass interferes with Michael Irvin late in the game, and that ended that one. Oh, gosh. So I'm going to guess the Steelers in the 70s, but I'm going to struggle with the year.
So they did it twice in the 70s, 74 and 75, and then 78 and 79.
Okay.
So that's half of
them. Did the Niners have a run? 88? 88
and 89.
And then the Giants won the Super Bowl the next year.
And so you can make a really...
On the Whitney Houston National Anthem?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody cried. I think you could... It is an amazing rendition. I think you could make a pretty strong argument that the 1990 49ers came the closest to three-peating, and then the Cowboys were the next closest. But here's what's interesting.
Nobody made the Super Bowl.
No, exactly. Wow. So of those eight, by the way, and so...
Of those eight, none of them ever actually got to the big game.
Correct. You can say Super Bowl. It's fine. Three made the conference championship game. The 1990 49ers, the 1994 Dallas Cowboys, and the 1976 Pittsburgh Steelers. Two made the divisional round, and then three missed the playoffs altogether. Though we're going to go down this list, there are some extenuating circumstances with at least two of those. All right. So the first team to give it a shot, Green Bay Packers. They won Super Bowl I. They won Super Bowl II. Like, rock on. They're good to go.
Probably shouldn't have.
And then that's very fair. And I still think it should be called the Landry Trophy. But that's a whole different conversation.
Different conversation. For sure.
So Vince Lombardi retired.
Oh.
When?
After they won Super Bowl II.
Gentlemen, this is a recliner.
I think he's at North Carolina.
No,
right now.
That is Bill Belichick. And I could not have in a million years.
Who's his general manager at North Carolina?
Michael Lombardi.
Yeah, it's Broadus' friend.
He is.
Good point. So I would have never gotten this name in a million years. Phil Bankston is who took over the Green Bay Packers. Well, guess what? They went 6-7-1 and had one playoff win in the next 25 years.
Oof.
So in case you ever wonder, like, was Vince Lombardi that great? This feels like a pretty compelling argument.
It's pretty important.
By the way, there's 864 people on YouTube right now listening to us.
Hey, YouTube.
Or just having a random conversation in the text thing that they're not listening to.
Do you ever, Mike, put random things in the YouTube chat or like something that you think is pertaining to their random conversation and like stir them up?
No, but I'll type something.
Yeah, you should do that right now. All right, 1972, 1973, Dolphins. They go back-to-back, but then in 1974, they lose in the divisional round to Oakland. So,
Kenny Stabler, right? Wasn't it the...
Yes, Kenny Stabler threw four touchdowns.
Yep.
1976, the Steelers. They were rocking and rolling. Their defense was awesome. Unfortunately, their offense couldn't do jack-ass in the AFC Championship game. They're the third team that made it to the championship game. They lost to Oakland 24-7, and John Madden won the Super Bowl.
Well,
so that's how they got ruled
out. How are you going to beat John Madden?
Yeah, and Bo Jackson.
He created the game.
He was not.
He created the video game.
And Howie Long.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Rich Gannon.
No, none of those people were on that team.
Devontae Adams.
Okay, that's way too late. You know that's way too late. The Steelers tried it again. So... The Steelers have the most amazing run because they have four Super Bowls, I think, in 6 years.
Okay.
Yeah. They were good at catching short hops off the ground and making them touchdowns.
That we pretended were miracles.
There's no angle that proves that it's not.
Exactly. But there's no angle that it proves he did caught it because they conveniently crop it where you can't see the field.
Trust me. I've looked at it as close as I can.
Oh, it's an immaculate reception. Immaculate that we convince everyone to get on the same page and delete the footage where it clearly hit the turf. All right. Then
the Pruder film.
The Steelers, there's some similarities.
We're going to see it soon.
The Steelers won in 78 and 79. Then, not so great. They were 9-7 in 1980. Didn't even make the playoffs. Now, the more contemporary teams, and these next two teams are the two teams that got the closest. The 49ers went 14-2 in 1990. Remember, I think this was the second year of George Seifert because Bill Walsh was like, I'm done in 88. And everyone's like, I don't know, dude. Your team's definitely going to win the Super Bowl. And he's like,
Seifert won.
I'm pretty sure in 89. If I'm wrong, I'll accept that. But I think Bill Walsh won three and then was like, I'm good.
And Seifert won two?
And Seifert won.
Because he would have won in 94, right?
Yeah, so he won two. So the 49ers in 1990, they went 14-2. They go up against the Giants. They're winning the game 13-12. And then Joe Montana, by the way, elbow injury, never going to start another game for the 49ers again. But then with a few seconds left, the Giants kick a field goal to win 15-13. And so you can look back at that, I think, and say, Well, the 49ers were the closest. But I know the one that really annoys Corey still to this day. Go ahead and give me cut number three. It's the 1994 Dallas Cowboys. They're probably second closest.
Aikman back to throw it. Intercepted by Eric Davis. And Davis will score for the 49ers.
Now, you're familiar. They fall behind 21-0. It felt like, and I don't know if you guys felt like this at the time, because I know we were all pretty young. It almost felt impossible that the Cowboys were going to lose that game, just because
it felt very possible 5 minutes into it.
Very quickly, they fell behind. But going into the game, I was just like, well, we'll win. Like, we always mow through the Packers at some point in the playoffs, and then we inevitably beat the 49ers, and then we go to the Super Bowl and all that.
It's kind of like you have their number. They can't beat us.
Exactly. And it was a home game, too, right? Ooh,
no, it was,
or that was
San
a road
Francisco.
Game.
Yeah, it was a
road. It went at San Francisco, home at Dallas, at San Francisco.
Okay. And so the Cowboys lost that one, and then the Broncos, John Elway retired. Remember, they're like, this one's for John, and he's like, I'm out. So they started 0-4. With Brian Greasy, they went 6-10, didn't make the playoffs. And then the Patriots got a shot at it in 05.
Didn't quickly, too, I'm not 100% sure, didn't Terrell Davis blow out his knee?
I think that is correct as well.
So if they were relying on Terrell Davis to help out the rookie Brian Greasy, that immediately blew up in their face.
And so that season was a disaster. And then the Patriots were solid, but lost in the divisional round in 2005. And so all of this to say, this is the ninth go-around that somebody has tried for the three-peat, but only the fourth time they've ever been back in the position to be in the championship game, and none of them that have won two straight Super Bowls have ever won in this round. So if the Chiefs, I know it's going to be a great game, but if the Chiefs win this weekend, that will be historic in and of itself.
So I guess San Francisco lost at home in 1990 because they were 14-2.
Correct.
So would this be, if Kansas City loses, they do have the San Francisco 49ers 1990 setup.
Yes.
Where they're at home. The Cowboys had to go on the road to make the Super Bowl. And I'm assuming
maybe. I don't
remember
the Steelers in 76.
Steelers, that was back before anybody was born. So
that is true. Oh, the Steelers. It looks like the Steelers were also on the road. So
okay.
This is the fourth time a team ever going for the three-peat has gotten to this round. Only the second time a team going for the three-peat has had a home game in the championship game. So what Kansas City has done is already super impressive. And it was really fun to go through history and see how quickly some of those teams fell off. Whereas obviously the Cowboys came back the next year and they won a Super Bowl. And so you can easily be like, oh, could we have won four in a row?
Well, Corey, when does it catch up to, I'm hoping it doesn't, but when does it catch up to Kansas City for a while that they are playing more games than anybody? And it's not even close. For seven straight years, they've made it to the Final Four.
When does it physically catch up to them?
Yeah,
because like, mentally, I think they know, but they're like, when you watch the way that Mahomes trains, when he's training, There is a certain purpose behind the way he trains. Derek shows
you got to have a little bit of a gut, you know, to play a long time.
Oh, man. Like Derek has trained with his trainer before, and they understand that process isn't the same thing every day. You're trying to get better on a different scale every day. But yeah, at some point it does start to catch up to your body. Has been beaten up longer than everybody else's, but they seem to have this, and maybe that's one of the reasons that Travis Kelce took it easy this year. During the regular season, most of the season, he ramped into something, but they still haven't figured out a passing game, so that's a big problem for them still. But this is, I think it's going to be a blast of a game, Kevin, but to be able to do it, like, it sounds like insurmountable odds to be able to overcome this.
So
nobody's ever done it.
And the comparison, of course, is to Tom Brady, at least for Patrick Mahomes, just because it feels like, look, you don't have to agree with me. I'm just saying it feels like Patrick Mahomes is on the trajectory to challenge Tom Brady for what most people think is the greatest football player of all time. So you look at the stretch that Tom Brady had from 2011 to 2018. Some people will throw out this nonsensical idea that the Patriots had like a 15 or 20 year dynasty. I think that's idiotic. They had two distinctly different runs. In the middle, they were good, but they were losing in the divisional round. Tom Brady got hurt that one year and everything like that. It takes like 5 years for it to really pick back up again. But then you see that with 2011. I believe they went to 8 straight conference championship games, if I have that right. And they won the Super Bowl 3 times.
That's that conversation when it comes to dynasties. Like,
yes,
the 3 straight would be something significant that would separate them from just the idea of dynasty. Because our idea of dynasty Cowboys, in 4 years, they were the most dominant team you could see. In that 4-year window, it was amazing. So that description of dynasty, I wonder how that would change with these, if they were able to do this.
And it's a great question, because what I'm fascinated by is the comp that immediately comes up is the Green Bay Packers. The Green Bay Packers won the first 2 Super Bowls, and they won the NFL championship the year before there was a Super Bowl. So, like, you kind of get into the semantics of, hey, this has never been done before. Or you can be like, yeah, but if we'd started it 1 year earlier, the Packers would have literally started off football Super Bowl history by running a three-peat. But the fact that here we are 50-plus years later and nobody else has done that makes it pretty damn impressive to me. Look, with all due respect to the NFC Championship game, I think there is a giant drop-off in my interest level. Even though it's 2 NFC East teams, it feels like the best of the best. And then also Philadelphia and Washington are playing. And there's lots of interesting subplots there, like the Jaden Daniels thing.
I'll tell you what, though, Kevin, if the Chiefs make it to the Super Bowl and lose to Washington, we'll just have to be like, that was the worst Super Bowl attending team ever because they lost to Washington.
I mean, look, and I'll feel really stupid going back if this is the beginning of Jaden Daniels taking over football. And I'm like, I don't know, that game doesn't look very interesting. And people will be like, oh, really? The best quarterback we've ever seen in his first conference championship game didn't seem interesting. Good call, moron.
Taking down what was like, the best quarterback.
Hey, I'm rubbing off on you, jabroni.